Fairy tales come true. Once upon a time, in a kingdom wrapped in golden sunsets and delicate, twinkling stars, there lived a humble young woman named Clara. She had no riches, no title, and no claim to nobility, only a heart full of hope and a dream as big as the sky. Clara lived in a small cottage at the edge of the forest, where she spent her days tending to her garden and helping the villagers with their work. Despite her simple life, Clara always believed that true love, like the fairy tales she read as a child, was waiting for her. One day, as she wandered through the woods, gathering wildflowers for her garden, Clara stumbled upon a wounded bird. The creature's wing was injured, and it looked at her with sad, pleading eyes. Without hesitation, Clara gently cradled the bird in her hands, whispering soft words of comfort. She carefully wrapped its wing with a piece of cloth she had in her bag, promising to nurse it back to health. As days passed, Clara cared for the bird, feeding it and tending to its injury. When the bird finally regained strength, it chirped happily, ready to return to the sky. Just before it flew away, it landed on Clara's shoulder and whispered, "Thank you, kind soul. Your heart is pure, and love will soon find you." That night, as Clara lay in bed, the words of the bird echoed in her mind. She smiled softly, still clinging to the hope that her fairy tale was yet to come true. The very next morning, a grand procession arrived at the village. It was the king's son, Prince Edmund, traveling through the land to seek a wife. The prince was known for his wisdom, kindness, and good looks, but despite all the attention he received, he was not interested in titles or wealth. He wanted to find someone who loved him for who he truly was, not for his crown or riches. As Prince Edmund walked through the village square, Clara happened to be there, arranging flowers for the market. Their eyes met for the briefest of moments, and Clara's heart skipped a beat. There was something about him, something deep and warm, that made her feel as if their lives were connected by invisible threads. But she quickly turned away, not believing that a prince like him would ever notice a simple girl like her. Yet, to her surprise, Prince Edmund approached her with a gentle smile.
"Excuse me, miss.
Your flowers are the most beautiful I've seen in all my travels. May I ask your name?" Clara blushed, unsure if she should even speak to someone so noble. "My name is Clara, your highness. I am just a humble gardener." The prince chuckled softly. "A gardener with a heart full of beauty, it seems." They spoke for a while, exchanging stories about their lives. The prince was intrigued by Clara's warmth, her kindness toward the animals and nature, and the way her eyes lit up when she talked about the simple joys of life. He found in her something he had never found in any noble lady: authenticity. As the conversation came to a close, Prince Edmund gave Clara a small golden locket. "I know we are strangers, but I would be honored to see you again," he said with a smile. "Would you consider joining me for a walk tomorrow? There's so much more I wish to learn about you." Clara, her heart fluttering, agreed. The next day, the two walked through the village, the woods, and the meadows. They laughed together, shared stories, and found a surprising ease in one another's company. The more Clara got to know Prince Edmund, the more she realized that he was not just a prince in title, but a man with a heart full of compassion and wisdom. And to Edmund, Clara was everything he had ever dreamed of: kind, gentle, and full of life. As the days passed, their bond grew stronger. Prince Edmund, who had once been lost in the world of luxury and status, now found joy in the simplest moments spent with Clara. He would visit her often, bringing her gifts of books, music, and beautiful fabric. Clara, in turn, shared with him her love for nature, storytelling, and the quiet beauty of life. One evening, as the sun dipped low in the sky and the stars began to sparkle above, Prince Edmund took Clara's hands in his and gazed into her eyes. "Clara, you have brought a magic into my life that I never knew existed. You have made me realize that love is not about titles, riches, or fame. It is about the heart and the love we share between us. Will you be with me? Always?" Tears filled Clara's eyes as she smiled, her heart overflowing with happiness. "Yes, Your Highness, I will." The prince kissed her gently on the forehead, sealing the promise of forever. They returned to the castle that night, hand in hand, ready to begin their new life together. And so, Clara's fairy tale came true. Not in the way she had once imagined, but in a way far more beautiful than she could have ever dreamed. For true love, as she had come to realize, was not found in riches or power, but in the pure connection between two souls. Together, Prince Edmund and Clara ruled with love, kindness, and understanding, forever cherishing the magic that had brought them together. And from that day forward, their story became the fairy tale that the kingdom would tell for generations to come.